الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي said in العقيدة الطحاوية: Out of Allah's generosity, He guides, protects from sinning, and gives health to whomever He willed. Out of His justice, He creates misguidance, enables one to sin, inflicts with calamities whomever He willed. Now, this means out of His generosity and grace, Allah creates guidance in the hearts of whomever He willed of His slaves. Had He not done that, He would not be unjust, because nothing is an obligation for Allah to do. Allah does not have any one who would order and forbid Him. He is the one who orders and forbids everyone else. Everything is Allah's property. We own only what Allah allowed us to own. Point 24, Tahawi said, All of them behave in accordance with His will, whether by His generosity or His justice. So Allah Ta'ala created the slaves. All the slaves of Allah act according to the will of Allah. If they act obediently, this is due to Allah's grace. If they act badly and sinfully, this is due to Allah's justice. So this statement refutes the false claim of the Mu'tazila that only the people's acts of obedience are willed by Allah, but not their sins, according to them. Then Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said in statement 25, Allah is exalted above from having contenders or equals. No one prevents His predominant. No one prevents His preordainment, delays His ruling, or overcomes His will. So no one is similar or equal to Allah. No one can defeat Allah, because everything is under the control of Allah. No one prevents or delays what Allah willed to happen. Then he said, We believe in all of this, and we are certain that everything is created by Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means we believe with certainty that everything exists according to the will, knowledge, and preordainment of Allah. And this is what Imam al-Tahawi is saying, that both good and evil are created by Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In point 27, he said, We believe that Muhammad is His chosen slave, His elect prophet, and His accepted messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This means that we believe that Allah Ta'ala chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, who was born in Mecca, as His prophet, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. A prophet is a man who receives the revelation from Allah and conveys it to the people. On the other hand, the messenger is a prophet who comes with a new Sharia law. The prophet follows the Sharia revealed to the messenger who came before him. Hence, every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. Then Tahawi said, We believe that He is the last of the prophets, the greatest example of the God-fearing ones, the master of the messengers, and the most beloved one to the Lord of the worlds. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of the prophets and the messengers. As mentioned in Al-Quran, Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 40, قال الله تعالى: ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. This is asserted also in the hadith narrated by al-Bukhari and al-Mustadrak by al-Hakim, لا نبي بعدي, which means he is the best of all the prophets and there is no prophet after him, which means there is no prophet after Prophet Muhammad. He is the best of all the prophets as stated in the hadith narrated by al-Bukhari and others. أَنَا سَيِّدُ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He is also the one He is also the beloved one to Allah, as in the hadith narrated by at-Tirmidhi, وَأَنَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ وَلَا فَخْرٌ. Al-Tahawi then said, every claim of prophethood after his is false and reveals corrupt inclinations. This is because the Qadiani, Ghulam Ahmad, who died in 1908, claimed himself to be a prophet and messenger after our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is blasphemy without any doubt and is a display of malicious desires. Tahawi said, he is the one sent to all the jinn and humans with truth, guidance, enlightenment, and illumination. Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to all humans and jinn to order them to embrace Islam and worship only Allah Ta'ala without associating partners to Him subhanahu. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on al-Islam, on the creed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions, and Allah knows best. We will continue in the upcoming series talking about Kalamullah and the rest of Allah's attributes. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the sincerity. والحمد لله رب العالمين